understanding mind, and a hearing heart. Pray for the wisdom of Solomon. From Scripture we read, Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a lad in wisdom and experience. I know not how to go out, begin, or come in, finish. Your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people who cannot be counted for multitude. So give your servant an understanding mind and a hearing heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge and rule this, your great people? It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. A quotation from 1 Kings 3, verses 7 through 10. Now, God first spoke to me about this verse in late 2009. I was struck by the humility of Solomon's request. His first thought was to ask for God's help, so he could effectively judge and rule God's people. The next verse reveals that because he honored God with his request, God not only answered his prayer by anointing him with great wisdom and discernment, but also blessed him with great riches and wealth. From that day forward, I began to pray and ask God to grant me an understanding mind and a hearing heart before every call and meeting. I praise God that I have witnessed God answer my prayer as he peels away multiple layers of complexity and distraction and reveals hidden truths that lead to solutions, personal breakthroughs, and destruction of generational curses and strongholds. Child of God, are you judging the world, others, and your challenges with your own mind and heart, or a mind and heart from God? Are you operating outside the limits of your own understanding? Can your spiritual ears hear the cries of others' pain, sadness, hurt, and disappointment? Do you feel their despair with a heart that has been fine-tuned by God's love? Are you able to perceive answers and solutions that have been hidden but are suddenly revealed? Are you able to discriminate between truth, lies, and deception? Do you see the inner intentions, motives, and desires of others? If you're still operating in your own strength, then I encourage you to get on your knees in prayer, like Solomon. Ask God to grant you an understanding mind and a hearing heart. Lord, thank you for this powerful lesson on humility, honor, wisdom, and discernment. Like Solomon, I am unable to face the world and its problems in my own strength. Holy Spirit, grant me an understanding mind and a hearing heart at all times. Through the blood of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.